On Roanoke College Week, in the wake of the Me Too movement, many have had to rethink their favorite celebrities. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lindsay Osterman, assistant professor of psychology, determines that not everyone has turned away from the accused.
Think about a celebrity or public figure that you like, perhaps a stand-up comedian or actor or politician. Maybe you like them because you identify with them, or you can imagine yourself being friends with them. Now, imagine that a scandal breaks about this person. They're exposed for embezzling, assault, or sexual harassment. If you followed the viral spread of the Me Too movement, you may not have to imagine how you would feel. Late last year, sexual misconduct scandals broke about dozens of high-profile celebrities, many of whom were beloved. The public conversation that followed was heated, and opinions on many cases were divided. Some people stood by the accused individuals and defended their behavior, while others castigated them. After a scandal, who forgives a previously beloved media figure, and who turns on them? My co-author and I examined this question in a study conducted earlier this year. We distributed a survey on subreddits devoted to three celebrities who were credibly accused of mild to severe sexual misconduct. Comedians Aziz Ansari, who pressured a date into sexual acts, and Louis C.K., who forced co-workers to watch him masturbate, and actor Kevin Spacey, who was accused of rape. We asked people how close they felt to these celebrities, their perceptions of the sexual misconduct, and whether or not they had forgiven the celebrities. Participants who felt closer to a particular celebrity also thought that he was less responsible for his behavior, were more forgiving of him, and had fewer intentions to stop viewing or supporting his work. However, these findings were only true for Ansari and CK, the lower severity incidents. People who felt closer to Kevin Spacey actually judged his behavior more harshly and were not more likely to forgive him. These findings suggest that, as in face-to-face relationships, we judge the behavior of media figures that we like differently from those that we don't like.
That was Lindsay Osterman of Roanoke College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.